And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. As the long last days before Larry Noble's trial for the murder of Oliver Wilson drag on, Mary is grateful that the misunderstanding between her and her husband Larry has been eased, and that Larry is once again convinced that his wife is not romantically interested in wealthy Rupert Barlow. And Mary has no way of knowing that Rupert Barlow is determined to break up her marriage with Larry so that Mary will pay closer attention to him. Right now, after an absence of more than a day, we find Mary entering the small New York hotel in the theater district where she's been staying. And as she approaches the desk, we hear...
Mrs. Noble, you don't know how glad I am to see you.
Why, thank you, Mr. Burns. It's nice to be back.
We were just about to give you up. And the calls we've had, it's kept the switchboard busy, I can tell you.
Any calls for me?
Just about all the time. We didn't even know you'd left till we tried to call your room.
I can't imagine who would be calling me so frantically. It wasn't my friend Miss Marlowe, was it? I told her I'd be out on Long Island over Christmas with friends and with my young son, Larry Jr.
We haven't had a chance to talk to your friend Miss Marlowe.
Oh, she's very busy, you know. She's been rehearsing with a play that just opened.
Yes. We've all been watching the notices, Mrs. Noble. It looks like Miss Marlowe has got a hit this time.
Yes, I'm sure of it. But what about all those calls for me? They can't have come from my husband because I've just been with him. And my son was all right a few hours ago.
The calls were from Mr. Barlow.
Oh.
He insisted he had to reach you. Well, I tried my best to explain that we didn't know where you were, but he just wouldn't believe us. The way he carried on was something awful.
I can't imagine why he'd be calling me, Mr. Burns.
Well, there's a package for you. We put it in the safe. It came just before noon on Christmas Day, Mrs. Noble, by bonded messenger. So I signed for it and put it in the safe. Just a minute. I'll get it for you.
That still doesn't explain about all those calls.
Just 1 minute till I get the package. It's right in here. Oh. There you are. It must be very valuable, judging by all the fuss over it.
Thanks. I can't imagine what this is all about.
Well, about the middle of the afternoon, Mrs. Noble, on Christmas Day, Mr. Barlow started to call. First he said that he had to reach you. Then he said that I was to take this package that had come for you and keep it. He said he'd send for it and that you were under no circumstances to be allowed to open it.
Well, that's utterly fantastic. Are you sure this really was Mr. Barlow? I don't understand.
Well, he said he was Mr. Barlow. That's all I know. And he was very rude, Mrs. Noble. Of course, I told him that I couldn't do anything about the package that had come for you by bonded messenger. I had it in the safe, and that's where it was going to stay until you called for it.
It's all very bewildering, but thank you all the same. I'm sorry to have caused so much trouble.
Just one thing more, Mrs. Noble. If you'll be good enough to sign for this package.
Oh, yes, of course, Mr. Burns.
Right here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Shall I put through a call for Mr. Barlow now, or what?
I'll wait until I get to my room.
Well, just as you say, Mrs. Noble. If he should phone, shall I connect you?
Yes. That is... Yes, I guess so.
Well, just so I know. Mr. Barlow is a very disagreeable man when he's put off. He seemed to think I was deliberately keeping him from reaching you. I do hope you'll tell him that I had no way of knowing where you were. No way at all.
Yes, of course, Mr. Burns. You were quite right about everything.
Well, how do you like that? Just grabs the jewelry box and goes for the elevator. I'd give a lot to know what's in that box and why Rupert Barlow's so anxious to get his hands on it. Millie, be sure to listen in if he calls. Let me know what it's all about.
As Mary Noble goes to her room, puzzled and uneasy, she clutches the small jewel box in her hand. Meantime, in the familiar visiting room of the New York City jail, Larry Noble finds a most surprising visitor in the person of Julia Dixon, Rupert Barlow's secretary. And as Larry enters the room and the guard closes the door, we hear...
Hello, Mr. Noble. I suppose you're surprised to find me here.
As a matter of fact, I am, Miss Dixon. I hardly thought I'd have the pleasure of your company in this wretched place.
I don't suppose I'll be very welcome.
Why not? It was nice of you to trouble. Did you come all the way from Barlow's house on Long Island?
Yes. I thought about it all night long. I couldn't sleep a wink. This morning I made up my mind that I had to come here and let you know what's happening while you're being kept here a prisoner.
That sounds rather ominous, Miss Dixon. I hope I'm wrong about it.
It all depends, Mr. Noble, on how much you care about your wife and the way she's carrying on behind your back.
I'm sure you must know that I'm deeply devoted to my wife. And I have every confidence that she's entirely able to conduct herself with perfect dignity at all times.
Very high-sounding speech, Mr. Noble. But how much of that do you really believe? Haven't you heard any of the gossip? Don't you see the papers? Is everything being kept from you?
I'm free to read all the newspapers, Miss Dixon.
Then surely you've seen the pictures of your wife and Rupert Barlow.
Yes.
And you don't see anything wrong with that? Even though Marty Rufus openly states that they're having a flaming romance during the time you're being held here, waiting for your trial?
Suppose you get to the point, Miss Dixon.
Very well, I shall. You know my position in Mr. Barlow's household only too well.
I know that you've managed his estate on Long Island, and very capably for 10 years.
10 years of waiting to become Mrs. Rupert Barlow, instead of being just his housekeeper.
I'm sorry you feel so bitterly about the man, Miss Dixon. But at the same time, I don't see how it concerns...
I'll tell you why I'm here. You can judge for yourself if there's nothing serious between Rupert and your wife.
I can tell you right now, Miss Dixon, that I don't want to hear any stories about my wife. If you have any grievances against your employer, Mr. Barlow, that's your misfortune. But it's no reason to drag my wife into the picture.
You think not? Then let me tell you something, Mr. Noble, something I'm sure you don't know. Christmas Day, Rupert came home to Oyster Bay, tried to make me believe that everything was quite as it had been, even though he scarcely spent 10 hours at home since you were arrested.
Miss Dixon, if you don't
mind... Please let me finish. We were sitting quietly in the library. It was before dinner. Rupert was very attentive and sweet. He gave me a present, Mr. Noble. It was a very expensive present. To be exact, it was a square-cut emerald bracelet. I have it here.
Well, that's very nice, I must say, but what it has to do with me, I...
Well, here's the card that came with it, Mr. Noble. I want you to read it.
Well? All right, but I still don't see, Mr.
Please read it out loud.
Very well. To Mary, the loveliest woman in all the world.
Now do you understand why I'm here, Mr. Noble?
How did you get this, Miss Dixon? How does it happen that you have this card?
It's quite simple. The jeweler made a mistake. The box that was meant for your wife came to me instead.
I see.
I can only suppose my present was sent to your wife.
Well, it's all very disturbing. I don't know quite what to say.
I'm sure you don't. Neither did I. Rupert tried his best to get this away from me, but I wouldn't let him. I wanted you to see this, to know once and for all what's happening.
Very kind of you, I'm sure, Miss Dixon.
It's better to know the truth, even if it hurts. I've known for months that Rupert's been infatuated with Mary. He hasn't tried to hide the fact. Now we've proved just how important this romance has become. A bracelet like this is more than just a trinket, Mr. Noble. I'm sure you know that.
Yes, I know that.
To think that anyone could be so cruel when you're in such desperate trouble. Well, perhaps it's not entirely your wife's fault, Mr. Noble. Rupert can be so devastating. I know that only too well. He has everything, power, charm, tremendous wealth, and he doesn't hesitate to use them all to get anything he wants. No one is held out against him, not for long. I think it's obvious that he's made another conquest.
Do you mind if we don't say any more? I'll call the guard.
Of course. I'll go at once. Maybe you'd like to keep this card.
No, I don't want to see it again.
I'll leave it here on the table. You may want to reconsider. I'm sorry to bring you such bad news, Mr. Noble, at a time like this. It isn't easy for me to bear either. Goodbye.
Larry Noble looks at the hateful card on the table. After several seconds, he picks it up and puts it in his pocket. At the same time, Mary is in her hotel room, her mysterious package on the table beside the bed. Now she picks it up and removes the wrapping and glances at the jewel inside the box.
A ruby pendant. How in the world did that come to me? Oh, here's the card. Merry Christmas to Julia with love and devotion, Rupert. No wonder he's been calling here. Well, he must be absolutely frantic. But how did it get here in the first place? How could anyone make such a mistake? It's a good thing I came back when I did. I still can't figure it out. It's certainly Rupert Baller's Christmas present to Julia, but how could it come to me? And the clerk said it came by bonded messenger. Oh, it's fantastic. I wonder what I should do. Should I call Rupert? No, he's found a phone again. And when he does, I'll tell him that his present to Julia is safe.
Oh, thank heaven Larry doesn't know about this mistake. I've got to get it back to Rupert without having anyone else know.
Mary Noble closes the jewel box and puts it back on the table, still baffled by the mystery. But confident it can be straightened out in short order. We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.